Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear families that are joining us in the room at this very moment. For those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, on a later date, on the recording, we want to welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, September 12, 2015. This is lesson 144, chapter 30, entitled, He Ordained 12, but this is part 3. The opening song to our study today is entitled Hold Fast Till I Come. It's hymn 600 on our dear sister cities.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, mine own to receive. Hold fast till I come. The danger is great. Sleep not as do others. Be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come. We'll watch unto prayer with lamps burning bright. He comes to all others, a thief in the night. We know he is near, but know not the day. As spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come. Yes, this is our hope, 'tis built on his word, the glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. A promise is all, it stands as a sum. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come.
Amen.
Thank you,
in Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, dear ones. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for this gift to have this blessed day. I thank you for this gift to wake us up this morning. I pray that we can be able to learn from this scripture study. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our cross-sex spirits. I pray that we can be able to have this eternal mercy to be our places to be. Watch over us wherever we go, and let us be able to avoid all the temptations that Satan will use to turn us away, and I pray we can help this sinful world be thirsty for God's word, that they may be able to understand it and be filled and no longer be parched for it. Yeah. Let us be always diligent and reverent and the ninja. Open our eyes is that may behold all things that we need to see in our own. And let's be able to always stay on the right path and walk the narrow way and be one day closer to you. This is my prayer in these precious moments. Amen.
Amen. I stand in agreement with you, my son. Continuing, the opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 6 of the King James Version, and it reads, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson entitled, He Ordained 12 of our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, for good luck.
Matthew 8:19, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Matthew 8:20, and Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head.
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1, Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:2, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Amen.
Isaiah 42:3, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So today we will cover pages 293 to 294. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 293. In happy contrast to Philip's unbelief was the childlike trust of Nathanael. He was a man of intensely earnest nature, one whose faith took hold upon unseen realities. Yet Philip was a student in the school of Christ, and the divine teacher bore patiently with his unbelief and dullness. When the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples, Philip became a teacher after the divine order. He knew whereof he spoke, and he taught with an assurance that carried conviction to the hearers. Desire of Ages. Oh, sorry. That was from Desire of Ages 293, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. These computers have their own mind. Yesterday was slow, now today very fast. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What happened to Philip when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is Philip became a teacher after the divine order. You know whereof he spoke, and he taught with an assurance that carried conviction to the hearers.
Desire of Ages, page 293. While Jesus was preparing the disciples for ordination, one who had not been summoned urged his presence among them. It was Judas Iscariot, a man who professed to be a follower of Christ. He now came forward, soliciting a place in this inner circle of disciples. With great earnestness and apparent sincerity, he declared, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Next slide. And Jesus neither repulsed nor welcomed him, but uttered only the mournful words, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew 8:19-20. Judas believed Jesus to be the Messiah, and by joining the apostles, he hoped to secure a high position in the new kingdom. This hope Jesus decided to cut off by the statement of his poverty. Desire of Ages is 293, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. While Jesus was preparing the disciple for their ordination, who had not been summoned but urged his presence among them? And what statement of his poverty spoken by Jesus was designed to cut off Judas' hope for a high position in the new kingdom? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
It was Judas Iscariot, a man who professed to be a follower of Christ. He now came forward, soliciting a place in his inner circle of disciples. And Jesus uttered only the mournful words, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head."
Great job, dear ones. And that was soliciting. We are in Desire of Ages, page 294. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, of love.
Desire of Ages, page 294. The disciples were anxious that Judas should become one of their number. He was of commanding appearance, a man of keen discernment and executive ability, and they commended to him to Jesus as one who would greatly assist him in his work. They were surprised that Jesus received them so coolly. Desire of Ages, page 294, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why were the disciples surprised that Jesus received Judas so coolly? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is to the disciple, Judas should become one of their number because he was another commanding appearance, a man of keep discernment and executive ability. And they commended him to Jesus as one who would greatly assist him in his work.
Desire of Ages, page 294. The disciples had been much disappointed that Jesus had not tried to secure the cooperation of the leaders in Israel. He felt that it was a mistake not to strengthen his cause by securing the support of these influential men. If he had repulsed Judas, they would, in their own minds, have questioned the wisdom of their master. Continuing, next slide. The after history of Judas would show them the danger of allowing any worldly consideration to have weight in deciding the fitness of men for the work of God. The cooperation of such men as the disciples were anxious to secure would have betrayed the work into the hands of its worst enemies. Desire of Ages, page 294, paragraph 2.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddy. What did Judas after history show of the danger of allowing any worldly consideration to have weight in deciding the fitness of man for the work of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the cooperation of such men as the disciples were anxious to secure who had betrayed the work into the hands of its worst enemies.
Desire of Ages, page 294. Yet when Judas joined the disciples, he was not insensible to the beauty of the character of Christ. He felt the influence of divine power which was drawing souls to the Savior. He who came not to break the bruises near nor quench the smoking flax would not repulse the souls while everyone desired was reaching towards the sight. The Savior's read the light. The Savior's read the hearts of Judas. He knew the depths of iniquity to which, unless delivered by the grace of God, Judas would sink. In connecting this man with himself, he placed him where he might day by day be brought in contact with the outflowing of his own unselfishness love.
Unselfish.
If he would open his heart to Christ, divine grace would banish the demons of selfishness, and even Judas might become a subject of kingdom of God. Desire of Ages 294, paragraph 3.
Question, boys and girls. What did he, Judas, feel from the Savior's influence? And what statement regarding the Savior shows that even Judah was not insensible to the beauty of the character of Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babola.
The answer is his divine power, which was drawn so, and he came not to break the grooves reek or quench the smoking flax, or not repulse this soul, even when the divine was reaching towards the light.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in this very moment. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear one, from the book of Isaiah, and that is Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. Scripture, dear ones. In continuing our studies, we are in Desire of Ages, page 294, to all the dear families coming in.
Desire of Ages, page 294. God takes man as they are, with union elements in their character, and train them for his service if they will be disciplined and learned of him. They are not chosen because they are perfect, but notwithstanding their impressions that through the knowledge and practice of the truth through the grace of Christ, they may become transformed into his image.
Judas had the same opportunities as had the other disciples. He listened to the same precious lessons, but the practice of the truth which Christ required was of variant with the desires and purposes of Judas. And he was not yet yield his ideas in order to receive wisdom from heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What is required of man to be chosen for his service? And why did Judas have the same opportunities as the other disciples had, come short of the practice of the truth which Christ required? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is if they will be disciplined and learn of Him that through the knowledge and practice of the truth, through the grace of Christ, they may become transformed to His image. And Judas was at variance with the desires and purposes he had and would not yield his ideas in order to receive wisdom from heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones, that teaches us where our strength is found. The title of this song is called Day by Day.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowal, find no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is going beyond a measure gives unto each day what he expects. Lovingly is by the pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and every day the Lord Himself is with me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He wants to bear to cheer me. He will save His counselor and fall. The protection of His child and treasure is a charge that on yourself you lay. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust Thy promises, O Lord, that I lose my face be consolation offered me within Thy holy womb. Help me, Lord, when joy and trouble be there to take this from the Father's hand. One by one, the days and moments fleeting, still I reach the promised land.
I'm going to take a few seconds to be able to share that this particular song is just not a song. In every section of the song, it tells us how to be able to stay at the feet of Christ when everything seems to fail, when no one seems to be there. Know that your Savior, this is one of the things that He did. As troublous as the time was and the period that He had came to this world, He had went in and had communion with His Father with wisdom, comfort, and all the things that He needed to continue on His mission. Rome was actually doing what it does, and Jesus did not allow those things to stop Him from what He needed to do. We was given a perfect example how to be able to deal with all kinds of circumstances that may be on our way, on our journey towards heaven. Just keep God in view. Keep Jesus so close, for He knows your heart, your weaknesses, as we have just learned with the apostles. At the beginning, some of them were very weak. They were doubtful. They were unsure. But as they stayed and learned at the feet of Christ, and the Lord being acquainted with their weaknesses, what the Lord had done in their life, they became the men and instrument that the Lord had used to be able to give the word that we have today. So please, dear one, do not get weary in well-doing, and do not get weary in the way, for God knows exactly what He's doing with all of us. I just wanted to share that because this is one of the hymns that I love the best, especially when I cannot see my way. So we have come to the ending of the first section of our study, dear ones, and at this very moment, we're going to ask all those precious little ones to come very close to the mic because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord. Oh, my apologies. I believe that our dear brother had fell out. And can we just wait a few seconds to see if he will be back? Or yeah, he will. Welcome back, dear brother.
Our sound hasn't been coming through. Are you hearing us? Yes. Okay, we'll wait for Dick's story then. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's story time now, Elaine tells me. There's something else on your screen, but my screen is story time.
Okay.
And it's honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, verse 12. Boys and girls, do you know what that is? That's the fifth commandment in the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. And it's the first commandment with promise. Those who would truly follow Christ must let Him abide in the heart and enthrone Him there as supreme. In other words, Christ is to be the King of our lives. They must represent His spirit and character in their home life. We should act like Jesus in our homes and show courtesy and kindness to those with whom we come in contact. That is, Mama, Daddy, and our brothers and sisters. There are many children who profess to know the truth, that means they say they know it, who do not render or give to their parents the honor and affection that are due to them, who manifest or show but little love to father and mother and fail to honor them in deferring to their wishes. That means doing what they wish or ask you to do. Sometimes children say, no, I want to do it my way. Or in seeking to relieve them of anxiety or worry. Many who profess to be Christians do not know what it means to honor their father and their mother, and consequently, or because of that, will know just as little what it means that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The heart searcher, that is God, knows what is your attitude towards your parents. Do you obey your parents or do you disobey them? For He is weighing moral character in the golden scales of the heavenly sanctuary. Oh, confess your neglect to your parents. Confess your neglect of your parents. Confess your indifference toward them and your contempt of God's holy commandments. Tell your parents you love them. If you do, don't lie to them. Parents and God alike like to hear and need to hear you say, I love you, Mama, or I love you, Daddy, or I love you, Jesus. Parents are entitled to a degree of love and respect which is due to no other person. That means we owe more love to our parents than we owe to the neighbors. God Himself, who has placed upon them, the parents, a responsibility for the souls committed to their charge, that is, their children, has ordained or appointed that during the early years of life, parents shall stand in the place of God to their children. If as children they learn to obey, you learn to obey your parents, you will find it easier to love and obey God. And he who rejects the rightful authority of his parents is rejecting the authority of God. I wonder if their picture's up and mine's not. If you refuse to obey your parents, you will also refuse to obey God. The fifth commandment requires the children not only to yield respect, show respect, submission, that is, that means to accept their counsel, and obedience to their parents, but also to give them love and tenderness, to lighten their cares, and to guard their reputation. That means you don't do things that bring shame to them, and to succor or help and comfort them in old age. The fifth commandment is binding upon children as long as their own lives and the lives of their parents are spared. Excuse me. That means you honor them while they are alive and honor their memory when they are dead. So what does the fifth commandment say? It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, verse 12. If we do not honor our parents, our lives may be cut short. Thank you for listening.
Amen, and praise the Lord. And little ones, if you can be able to find the Ten Commandments and the way how the Bible has it, there's two plates, if you notice. On the left side, we have God as the head of the first plate that have the four commandments, which is for the divine side. And then you have the human side, which who's the head? Our parents. So when we disobey our parents, it's basically we are disobeying those that the Lord has placed in authority for us to be guided. Some of the messages that the Lord will be giving to our parents is how we were supposed to be able to be brought up. When Mary and Joseph was given the responsibility to raise Jesus, they have to do everything according to what the Lord had dictated. Just remember, dear ones, if we disobey our parents, it's like disobeying the Father, for they were placed at the head of our home. So just a little reminder. Next week, we will continue with part 4 in the study entitled He Ordained 12 of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the family would like to have closing prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning, for giving us an opportunity to enter into another day, another of your Sabbath rest, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for keeping us throughout the week. Thank you for keeping us throughout the month. And it's now September throughout the year thus far, dear Father God, I pray. Help us to look at all that you have brought us through and to hold on to that and keep looking up to you, dear Father God, that all things are possible through you if we believe, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for the lessons that we received today, dear Father, and thank you for giving us the understanding of it, dear Father, I pray, and let us investigate if we are honoring our parents and keeping the commandment of the Lord, dear Father. Help us to learn them and so we can know what is it that we're breaking, when is it that we're breaking the law of God. Let it resonate in our hearts and our minds and be a constant reminder of what is it that we're supposed to do. Please continue to be with each and every one of us in each and every one of our homes. Those that are listening over the phone, those will be listening at a later time, those listening on the radio, and for those brethren and sisters that are not present today, wherever they are, please be with them, dear Father God, I pray. Bless them. I pray that they are in sweet fellowship with you, dear Father, I pray. Please be with the sick and afflicted. Please be with those that are having any type of difficulties, dear Father. As always, you are God, and you always show up and show out on your time, according to your perfect will. Help each and every one of us to have the patience and to have the faith that anything that we ask of you according in your Son's name, that you would do it, dear Father, I pray. Forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities, speaking of myself first, because my sins are plenty, dear Father God. truly wash us and clean us and make us your children, dear Father God, a vessel for you to inhabit in, dear Father, I pray. Please bless us according to your perfect will. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next Sabbath, that will be September 19, 2015, we will continue with part 4. We have prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy, and we hope and pray that this very important dialogue will continue in the home. Those that are weak and those that are weary, those that are doubtful, just remember there was someone that was also in the Word of God in that position. Don't give up. Keep looking up. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath.